If you're tired, the latest trend is called the coffee nap. And I can attest, it actually works. You drink a cup of coffee, and then you take a nap immediately following.
How?
And then you sleep for about 15, 20 minutes. When you wake up, the caffeine has hit. Because the caffeine doesn't hit you the second that you take your first sip.
Oh, you're saying that because that normally would keep more up.
Yes.
You're saying it takes that long for caffeine to hit?
About 15 to 20 minutes for it to kick in. And so then when you wake up, you're alert and you're ready to go.
Let's go.
You're like, I feel refreshed. Because if I just take a 15 to 20 minute nap, I wake up and I'm angry because that's not long enough at all.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like groggy and people always talk about the cat nap, but this coffee nap actually really does work. Drink your coffee and then immediately take a nap. Like as you're laying down, drink your coffee.
Yeah.
Fall asleep for about 15, 20 minutes or get up after that time and boom, you're caffeinated.
Mm, yeah.
I think it works.
The coffee nap.
That is interesting.
So I could do that with like Dr. Pepper Zero.
Exactly. Anything with caffeine.
What about meth?
Well, I was going to say.
Is there a meth app?
Speaking of meth.
Yeah, you know, like if you happen to take stimulants to be able to get through your day, your prescribed stimulants, also you could do that as well. Where you, like, because, you know, there's an up and a down. There's some that are longer lasting. There are some that are fast acting. And then you're able to take a quick little cat nap. You wake up, you're great. You're good to go.
Is there like a Viagra nap for people that need it?
I can't speak on that, but I would imagine. Get some blood flowing, 15, 20 minutes.
I don't think that's instant either because the Cialis, or what is the one that says?
Be ready.
Will you be ready? And you just keep, you like take it and then it's ready
Viagra,
when you're ready.
Viagra, from what I understand, is quicker. The Cialis is over
longer
a
lasting.
Of time.
Like, yeah.
But there's some guy, there's some guy that takes Viagra all the time and he says, this, and there's been studies that he's referred to some study that actually helps you live longer because it's increasing the blood.
Is this Bobby Rio again?
Why would you say that?
You said some guy. I don't know.
Like that's the craziest thing you've said.
Yes, Rio.
No. It's Bobby Boner.
Now you're just not even saying his name.
No, I swear to you.
Bobby Wavetick.
He's like really in shape and all this. Like, it helps with sports. They're saying because Viagra was created not for that originally.
What was it? For headaches? No.
It was for something. And then if you look at these studies, they're saying that Viagra actually has other benefits.
Is that what you tell yourself that makes yourself feel better?
I had wave text.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're right.
Viagra was originally developed as a treatment for high blood pressure.
Okay. Which is interesting because it seemed like it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess because it makes the blood easier to flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So during clinical trials, it was discovered that the drug had an unexpected side effect of improving erectile function.
Yeah, I got stuck in my throat one time. I had a stiff neck for days.
Oh, what a ching.
Trying to stomp on my joke. It's fine.
It does say
it's not mine. I heard it somewhere else. Stiff neck.
Austin according Powers. To,
is that where it's from?
Yeah, the Austin Powers. Yes. Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah, according to Healthline.com, it does have other effects and can make your life overall better.
Okay. Viagra, by the way, takes. Oh, shoot.
You can take it, Katie.
30 to 60 minutes.
Okay, so you can take a Viagra nap.
Yeah.
And you'll be up.
And that's longer.
When you're up,
literally.
Yes.
And you get 30 to 60 minutes as opposed to 15 to 20.
I want the 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least 30.
I guess technically I am on a form of Viagra because I am taking blood pressure medication. But, I mean, I don't have a penis, so.
You don't?
I know.
Since when?
I don't know.
When I went to the doctor, because I wasn't hungover as this vicious circle of lies.
You're really not letting it go. Now you're starting to make me think you were. The amount that you're fighting back on this.
No, I was in bed at 9 o'clock, had a severe.
Protest too much.
No. It was. Yeah, that's true. No, it was just funny because I've never gotten that text when I'm out. They'll say they're talking trash about
you. I don't know how, and whoever it is that texted you does not listen when you're out because we make it pretty often.
Well, that's what happens when I'm out. People don't listen. I'm totally kidding. Oh, my God, Katie.
Yeah.
I don't know you this way. No, but I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, no, when I went to the doctor, the doctor was like, oh, she was so nice. The nurse that was getting me ready, she goes, she was looking at my chart. I wasn't saying anything. She's like, oh, yeah, you've lost weight. Good for you. I can't remember what country she was from, but I can't do her accent. And then she goes, your blood pressure looks great. I'm like, I like had a self-esteem boost at the doctor's office. Normally, it's the opposite.
Normally? Are you not on your meds anymore?
I am.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so
you take blood pressure meds?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Because we talked about it one time. I was like, listen, you got to take it at night.
Yeah.
Because it makes you a little groggy. So
it
then
does.
You take it at nighttime, you get a good night of sleep, you wake up, your blood pressure's low.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
we need a blood pressure medicine now.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one. For 8 hours.
Oh,
so
yes.
My 8 hour nap.
Oh, pressure meds, huh?
That's a dream.
It's interesting that you say at night because I cannot take that medicine. I, all throughout the day, at any given time, if you take my blood pressure, it's extremely high. But as soon as I rest or sit for 30 minutes and to calm down, it's extremely low. So if I took it, I would pass out whenever I'm down.
You'd probably die.
Yeah. So you need to, like, take it and then go to the gym is what you're saying.
They can't give it to
right.
They say that basically your true blood pressure is when you're the most calm. Yeah. But I'm like, yes, but the whole day, I guess I'm very tense throughout the whole day. And then when I sleep, my blood pressure goes to, like, 110 over 65, something low.
Yeah.
And then all day long, I'm like, ugh.
I know, that's me too. Yeah. It is me too, because I had to start monitoring it for real, because I was having some side effects.
Well, we can tell by your anger sometimes, but go ahead.
That's just based off the things that you say that anger me. It's and a me natural too, apparently. Reaction.
Like right now, your blood pressure went up. See, I can tell.
It does the second you walk in this room.
Well, thank you. See,
I can do that. You are the reason I'm on the blood pressure medication to begin with.
Oh, that is messed up.
Hers is situational.
They're like, you don't need this on the weekends. I'm like, okay, great.
It's weird. During the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 a.m.
You see a major damage to your heart at that time.
But I do monitor it, and my doctor was saying you have to try to do it consistently. There is no way I can do that at home. You have to bring yourself in a calm place, feet on the floor. So I've started doing it every single morning here at work at 4:30, and I keep a log.
Oh, really?
Because
nice.
There's no other consistency.
That's true.
None.
Oh, you can wear a monitor if you really wanted to.
Well, I have a cuff one, and then I have a wrist one. But then I go to the doctor, and I get the white coat thing. It's through the roof. And they're like, we'll just wait.
You get nervous, and the blood pressure goes up.
And then they say, we'll just wait. And I get more nervous. I'm like, no, calm down. And then it's like, I'm worried. They're like, here's one up. I'm like,
Yep.
But I definitely been to the doctor before, normally. And they're like, they look at my chart like, a little up in some weight there.
Hmm.
Like your blood pressure's through the roof. So this is the first time ever it was the opposite. I was like,
you feel good. You're like, God, thank you. The medicine's working.
Then
you
they
try
to do the
it.
Strep test, and I almost threw up on the floor.
Oh.
I warned them. I said, I have a bad gag reflex.
And it's...
Yeah, starting in college. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But and I couldn't do it. Then I feel stupid. I can't even make my tongue go flat. She's like, do it. I'm like, oh. She's like, no, you're blocking now. I'm like, I am? No, try now. Oh, she had to get a tongue depressor.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I'm kind of stupid. I'm not that stupid.
I don't know what to do.
And she's doing that. She's like, I'll do a scrape. And I'm like, go ahead. And I was like, oh.
What happens when you go to the dentist?
Not great.
Oh, when I'm at the dentist, I fight Dr. Lejean with my tongue.
I do, too.
Like, she'll be, just slide it over. And then I accidentally touch her hands. Yeah. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Get that latex on your tongue. Oh.
You lick her fingers. They take that metal thing and hold the tongue down for me.
And they do.
Yeah, the depressor.
Hey, Matt, you'll appreciate this. So Matt's wife works at our friend's Dr. Lejean's office, and Paris cleans my teeth.
Yep.
And every time I'm in there, I'm like, Paris, I'm very sorry, but my tongue's going to touch your hands.
I don't know. I can't control it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, Katie. The worst, though, is in when they grab it with the gauze, tongue.
Oh, yes, to do the test.
The tactile thing. Mm. I'm like, don't do that.
Don't do it. Mm-mm.
And if I have to get x-rays, I'm like,
they always hurt.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Believe it or not, my mouth is small.
Oh, no,
I
know
my
hurt,
voice is large, but my mouth is small. And it doesn't fit right.
Same with me. I'm gagging every time. I'm like, I'm sorry. They're like, it'll be over in a second.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm like trying to breathe. I can't do it now. My nose is a little stuffy.
Yeah.
Like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. It's like,
I'm fine.
My x-ray's all unfocused.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we wonder why our kids tell us they don't like going to the dentist. Like, it's fine. You'll know everybody there.
Yeah.
I also can't stand when the water is cold on my teeth. That's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing for me.
Sensitive teeth hurts.